Let's bring in John Molinaro, our chief soccer reporter, Sportsnet. John, thank you so much for joining us. I said that, you know, following you on Twitter, as far as I can tell, you've basically done nothing but eat since you've gotten down there, which is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But you know what? What is when we think of Chivas Guadalajara and this team? How different are they? Put them in the context of the League MX for us. How would they compare to Club America in terms of their fans, their stadium, their following? How would they compare?
Yeah, so I mean, Chivas Guadalajara is, and Club America, they are sort of like the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox, or probably a better comparison is the Celtics versus Lakers. Historically, they're the two biggest teams in Mexican soccer. They both won the Mexican League 12 times. They are bitter rivals. Club America, noted for being based in Mexico City, and noted for, you know, spending big on international players from all over the world, whereas Club America, or Chivas, only uses Mexican players. They don't have any foreign players at all. Chivas has a big fan base. Guadalajara boasts a fan base of 40 million people around the world. Their stadium is relatively new. It was built in 2010, the Estadio Akron. I was there yesterday. It's a lovely facility, very modern, kind of in the outskirts of town. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, even though they've, you know, Chivas has fallen on hard times recently, I mean, they're second last in the current Liga MX standings, and they've, you know, missed the playoffs for the second straight season. This is, you know, with Club America right up there, one of the biggest, most beloved teams in all of Mexican soccer.
So what is Greg Vanney's approach going to be tonight? I would imagine, John, that quite frankly, the approach he takes in the second half is determined by what happens in the first half, correct?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we're talking to him yesterday. He said, look, obviously we have to score two goals, but we're in no rush here. So I don't think they are going to sort of come out guns a-blazing. I think they're going to take their time, be patient. And, you know, even if Chivas score first, then it doesn't really change much, because TFC would still have to score two goals to then force, you know, a penalty shootout. That's the other interesting thing. There's no extra time. So if TFC wins 2-1 in regulation today, then it goes straight to a shootout. So an early goal by Chivas doesn't change all that much. So I think they're just going to sort of be patient about it. Look, they realize they have to be somewhat aggressive, but, you know, they don't want to – I don't think they want to let the game away from them. I think they want to sort of manage, keep it in front of them as best they can. You know, this is Chivas' team has only conceded once this entire tournament, and it was away from home, so they're a tough team to break down. So I think, as I said, they're going to be patient. They'll have to sort of not get frustrated, because I think Chivas is going to do their best to just sort of thwart them and shut them down as best as they can.
Greg Vanney, you made the point in your article today that before Greg Vanney spoke about sort of trying to draw on that experience Toronto FC had in that previous series against Montreal, where they were down. It was 2016. They went to Montreal.
Yeah,
they were down 3-0. It's a different team now in a lot of ways, I think, than it was then. Well, actually, the core is probably still the same, actually, isn't it? It's still the same. But how much more difficult is it going to be to accomplish that against this team on this pitch compared to against Montreal on your home pitch?
I think a lot is going to be much more difficult. Chivas is stingy defensively, as I said. They've only conceded once in this tournament. And the way they play, too, is kind of unlike any other team in Liga MX in their man-marking style, in that, you know, one guy will follow a player, you know, wherever he goes. It's not really zonal marking or sort of organized in any zonal kind of way. It's man for man. So it's guys shadowing, you know, their defenders, one defender shadowing Jovinko the whole time. One guy in midfield who's shadowing Michael Bradley the whole time. So I think that poses a unique challenge. And you kind of saw, you know, TFC struggle with that at first in the first leg before, you know, being able to open it up a little bit. So It's a unique style that they haven't really faced all that much. It's a different style compared to what they faced in the previous rounds against Club American Tigres. But, you know, it's what they're dealing with. And, again, this is a team that doesn't concede all that much. They're playing at home in front of what's expected to be a solid crowd of 46,000. And Chivas want this bad. I mean, they've never won this tournament. You know, they've kind of, as I said, they've fallen down the pecking order of Mexican soccer the last few years. And their players are, Chivas players are embroiled in a bit of a controversy with their own directors over, you know, lack of bonuses and travel, you know, lack of disappointment with travel and, mm-hmm. You know, just other things going on. So, you know, I think the players really want this badly, too, just to win it for the fans and stick it to the team directors. So, yeah, this is going to be a tough nut to crack for TFC tonight.
You mentioned that Victor Vasquez is in Guadalajara. And obviously Greg Vanney not tipping his hand publicly as to how he will use him. What would you think is the best-case scenario for Victor Vasquez tonight?
I don't see how he starts today. You know, just talking to him yesterday after training, you know, he said he doesn't have any pain and he's feeling better, but, I mean, he hasn't played in a bit, so I don't think there's anywhere near match fitness. So I think if he is used today, it'll probably be, you know, at the start of the second half. I mean, if Greg Vanney can get 45 minutes out of him, then I think that's huge. But, I fully expect to see him on the pitch at the start of the game. And if he does see any action, I suspect it'll be, you know, as a second half substitute, maybe as a starter.
You know, this has kind of fallen by the wayside because we've been focused on Champions League, and indeed TFC's been focused on Champions League. But their form, I can't even say their form in MLS because it hasn't been the A team a lot of the times. But is there any concern at all, John, with where they are in the standings and the wear and tear that this has taken on, you know, the quest to successfully defend the MLS Cup? Is there any concern on your part? Are you getting any sense from Greg Vanney that, you know, they may have, that it's going to take a while to kind of right the ship within the league?
No, I haven't got that at all. I don't think they're sweating it one bit, Jeff. And, you know, it's important to point out, as you said, they haven't been full strength for the last two games. They've been what can very contrarily be called as reserve sides.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take that in consideration. The other thing, too, is let's not forget they didn't exactly have the best start last season where they only won one of their first six games, and I think they had 7 points. We're only 5 games in, and they have 3 points. You know, last year, despite that slow start, they ended up doing okay. So I think they're taking that approach, too. That sort of way of looking at it. And, you know, they've had a lot of injuries to deal with as well. I mean, Vasquez has missed games, Mavinga has missed games, Justin Morrow has missed games. So they've had some early injury problems. So I think the feeling is that once this sort of Champions League campaign is out of the way and they can kind of get regular guys back in the lineup, then they'll be fine and that they can sort of make up the distance.
Can the type of games they've had to play or the type of matches they've had to play against Chivas and against Club America, can that in any way, is there any type of positive carryover to the regular season for TFC that you could see? You know, something they've maybe learned about themselves, playing a different style or something maybe. I mean, coaches are great copycats. Maybe something Greg Vanney's seen that he might want to incorporate himself during the season.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I do think there might be something to that. Vanney, if nothing else, is a student of the game and really studies sort of foreign soccer cultures from around the world. So it wouldn't surprise me enough at all if he's sort of been taking copious notes during this whole process and, you know, has made note of how Club American Tigres is set up and how Chivas is set up. And you know, I can't help but wonder if it's sort of churning in the back of his mind, you know, that, hey, this is something that we could possibly tweak or roll out
mm-hmm.
or sort of duplicate in some fashion. So, yeah, absolutely. I think there's absolutely that element to it. And plus, I think it's just, you know, as I said, he's never really had to play against a team in a style like Chivas Guadalajara. So now that he's going to, you know, after today, he will have done that twice. He'll be better equipped for it should, you know, it ever come up in the future if, you know, another MLS team sort of plays like this. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's from a tactical perspective, it's been a learning experience and one that, you know, Vanney and TFC has gained greatly from.